I wrote a book called The Letter Code, Deciphering Why You Love the Way You Love. It gives you a quick and easy access into your true needs, and you can share this information with others in order to connect with you more. Now, I'm the type of person who loves her work, so how I show up at work is influenced by my W. Julie and I chat about what this means, the shadow side, the contributions I make, and how I would utilize it to build relationships, to get work done in a way that's meaningful, and to enjoy my life.
Welcome to the Executive Shaman Podcast, where Dr. Crystal White and her comrades guide us to bring more wholeness, energy, and connectivity to our professions. We're ready, Crystal. Get us started.
We're not in a Volvo because both of our Volvos... Okay, you know when you're in trouble when both of the Volvos are on a barge. That's what I envision our is transporting.
No, I think they're on like one of those... I envision as like a massive like container ship. It better be on a container ship.
Yeah, from Germany all the way over to the Pacific Northwest where we have relocated. And so we're in a rental car.
Separately relocated.
Just a note to everybody out there, like, Julie and I have frequent podcast recording sessions in one of our Volvos, and now we have relocated back to America from Germany.
This is really making us sound like a couple. We each have a Volvo.
Correct.
That we separately own.
Okay.
And we happen to have both moved back to America.
Uh-huh.
And we happen to both be in the Pacific Northwest.
And we both happen to not have our
And we're currently, you're kind of homeless. I have a home, but I have no furniture.
Yeah.
And I have a rental car, but neither of us have our Volvos.
Yeah, we're in trouble. But thanks for the clarification.
Or we're free.
Yeah, we're in trouble and we are free. So welcome to the Executive Shaman Podcast. Hey, girl. That's the song. Julie, tell me what you really do for a living.
That's a really good question. Right now, what I really do for a living is watch training videos.
Sure.
That's what I'm getting paid to do right now.
Because you
I'm
just...
transition.
Yep.
New job. But what I normally say that I do, well, it probably depends on the mood, but I'm in. But I solve problems and help people find their voice.
Yeah.
And try to help people move themselves forward.
And why did you say yes to doing this podcast?
Because that's a good question. Because you asked me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to be game.
Mm-hmm. You're a why.
I am a why. I try to support you in your business ventures so you can afford healthcare.
I love this. Okay, so people might know that I wrote a book called The Letter Code, and it's Deciphering Why You Love the Way That You Love, and Julie is a Why. In episode 2 of the Executive Shaman Podcast, we talk about how a why at work shows up, and you know that even your answer to why you say yes to this is, you know, to be in a teammate unified front with me, and I thank you for that.
Of course.
So today we're going to talk about how a W works because, of course,
you're a W.
I'm a W.
Do you think that figuring out that you are a W was one of your biggest developmental ahas? Like, did it open a lot of doors for you and heal things?
Not at first. I think that when I was identifying and observing these letters, these ways of that we get our needs met in love, I was struggling. Like, why is this not working? What is wrong with me? How am I broken? Or how am I messing it up? Or how am I running away? And so when I just, you know, when I named myself as a W, that I'm a person that leans really heavily in and I will support and be there and also receive as well. But then the next minute I'm like off doing my own journey, my own thing. When I discovered that, I actually was very uncomfortable with it.
Why?
Because W is like discomfort and W is like this tension, right? And I think the W is like challenge. So it wasn't as freeing as it was like challenging to to own up to it. Like, yes, I do this.
It wasn't as freeing, or it wasn't as, was that the word you said?
Yeah.
So
as I would have wanted it to be, I think.
Oh, because I would think that once you figured out that, my perception of the W is that it, when you lean away, there are people in your life who become acutely uncomfortable with that. But if you know it, that's just part of your pattern, and it doesn't have to do with anything about how you feel about your partner. It's just a need that you have. If that helps the other person understand, it would seem like it would be freeing.
Yeah.
Because all the negative talk around it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not running away.
Right. 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 But I'm just saying, for me and my journey, when initially this emerged, the W as a need emerged, I was uncomfortable. Then, of course, in the writing of the book, and then the beta testing of talking with and testing out the diagnostic process of the letter code and meeting other W's, and then also just my own development in myself and in work and in love. Like, I would say now, I think being a W is pretty badass, and I completely am aware that who I am as a lover, as a significant partner, and as a, you know, a person, an intimate partner, is, it's not running away. It is growing in a different direction. And I'll always come back. Right.
Right.
I'll always come back.
So in, at home, or in your love life, you can now give someone some sort of framework or an algorithm to kind of, I mean, this is a way to sort of, it's part of your brand now.
Yeah.
And it's, you have a way of, a tool for talking about it. It's like standardizing it with people.
Absolutely.
So they know what to expect.
Yeah. And I'm thankful for you as a why helping me articulate that while I, not just while I was writing, but like, before I was writing, that I felt really uncomfortable that I could never be grounded like you are. Like, if you look, think about the image of a Y, it's very firmly planted, and your partner is like right next to you. And a W is like, your partner's not right next to you. Your partner's, separated a little bit, and you're not actually grounded. You are always in tension from growing on your own and then growing in the relationship. And I have said for years, I do not believe, for me, that balance is achievable. Like, I'm not going to be grounded. I'm constantly going to be pivoting in one direction or the other. And that is not because I'm dysfunctional. I will always want more. And that is not because I'm broken. That is because I have certain needs that I probably was born with, and then absolutely have been practicing for my life.
So that's a little bit about how that shows up in your outside of work life.
Yeah.
How does that show up at your work life, in your work life?
Yeah. So I know for myself that I'm in the growth business. My purpose is to grow and guide leaders. And I constantly do that by very intentionally supporting. Like, we have a whole session in the leadership program that I facilitate, and in my coaching clients, on support. Like, who is supporting you? Who are you supporting? And so that, you know, the internal part of that line that's leaning in, absolutely, I practice, and I practice what I preach. I feel like at work, I show up for people in radical ways. And then also, I am constantly leaning back and not showing up for them in radical ways.
And so talk about that. What's the dark side of the W?
Yeah. So, you know, one day I'm really there supporting, and the other I'm like leaning back and doing something completely different, can feel unpredictable for others, can feel like, why do you ask me all these questions? Why don't you just give me the answer, Crystal? Mm-hmm. Why do you talk so cryptically? Why do you answer my questions with questions, right? So that is a function of me being a W. I have way more questions than I do answers. I am way more open, and my messages often are spoken at as this kind of I don't know, sometimes cryptic and multiple meaning language. And that the shadow side of that is I can lose people because a lot of people want very clear
directives.
This is right. This is wrong. This is where we stand. And for me to say to somebody else, like, I'm actually not standing anywhere. I'm constantly expanding.
That's interesting. Do you think that based on gender identification, people tend to respond to you differently, or do men and women respond to you the same?
You're talking about work.
Yeah, I'm talking about work.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
We're still talking about work.
Yeah. I absolutely think that men and women respond to me the same, but there are certain personalities that respond to me differently. Mm.
So not based on gender, but based on...
Yeah, their personalities. Mm-hmm. And it's, I'm not talking about letter code personalities. I'm probably talking about introvert, you know, versus extrovert, and also people who are like data driven, want clear clarity and concrete, you know, secure structure in their life. Those people probably have sometimes struggle with
right.
me,
right?
Because they feel like they're being tricked.
Oh.
Or they feel like I'm playing a game with them. I get a lot of like, are you playing a game with me? And it's very, it's like I said, it's like non-traditional. It's unorthodox. It's out of the box. It's squishy. And it, those people take some time to warm up to what I can bring or contribute to the relationship, which, like I said, is in the long run, it's exponential.
Right. But if you can walk in and this is something that you can brand yourself with, then I think that even somebody who comes from a completely different worldview or a completely different mindset can say, all right, I understand that these are the operating procedures for what she's doing.
Right.
That's the thing that if you're here and gone and here and gone and here and gone, and someone is rigid in what their belief of like what a good employee is or a good leader is or a good developmental coach is,
right,
they're not going to, you know.
Yeah. It's expectation.
It's part of
management.
The setting the expectations and then communication, I think, in the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, we want to make sure we set up a really solid contract. And I will say to people, like, my role is to grow you. So a few things that you need to know is, one, I'm often not around. So if you want me someplace, you got to plan on it. Because I am the type of person, if you don't plan on it, then I wake up with the world is open and I will find, you know, trouble to get into. I will find work to do. I will make sure that I make a contribution in some way. So if you don't have a date with me, I'm off doing something else.
Right.
But if you do have a date with me, I typically will move mountains to be there for the people that I have contracted to do that. And then the other thing I say is I'm provocative. I being Crystal at work and in my love life, I push people, I pull people, I raise them, and I sometimes lower them. And that is something that I used to not really super like about myself or could sometimes question. And now it's just something that I've really owned and stepped up for. I'm a provocative human being, and that's... as a W, that's something that I value is challenging people. So right off the bat in groups that I run or with brand new clients, I say, listen, I am provocative. I will ask you questions that maybe the timing is off or is sloppy or is challenging. Like, you have to let me know if I go too far or if you're not in the mood. And my goal is to grow you and to grow myself, but I won't know that unless you step up and tell me.
Right.
And
I think that's that. First of all, a lot of people don't tell people that, right?
Well, yeah.
And
exactly.
Secondly, a lot of people have not practiced saying what their boundaries are.
Right.
And you are somebody who gives someone a lot of opportunity to practice their boundaries. I don't mean that
Thank
in a bad
you.
Way.
Yeah.
I mean that in a good way because you, I mean, like we were talking about on the car ride up here, there are times where I'm like, I can't, Crystal.
Yeah.
Or I just am not in a place to receive feedback or, you know what I mean? And
right.
and the good thing about that is you don't take that personally. You're like, okay, I'm going to go do something. I'm gonna go off on my own direction, go off and do 27 other things that are on my list, and you'll circle back and we'll have a conversation if I'm in a different mindset or something. But I think that's the, you can take feedback better, I think, than a lot of people because you are a W.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're in it. And then if someone's not in it for that reason at that moment, they're not leaning in and they want to pull out, you're like, okay.
Right.
Because I can, you can flex.
Yeah.
You're really flexible.
Yeah. Like W's tend to be agile. And as a lover, as a significant partner, if you're listening there and you're identified as a W, oftentimes you'll ask for feedback. You are the type that's like, I want to be a better whatever. Is this working? And if somebody doesn't have practice at that kind of communication, oftentimes you'll get like this blank stare, or you'll get like, no, everything's okay, right? And mm-hmm. for a W, they really need not criticism, not praise, but they need direction in the name of growth. And at work, I have found myself really frustrated and triggered by, and in love, when I say, give me feedback, give me direction. Is this right? Do you want this? Are we on the right track? And it's crickets.
Right.
And I feel stagnant, and you know, and nothing pisses off a W more than stagnation.
Do you feel like the person's, what is the stagnation from? Like when someone says that to you, they're contracted with you for it and then they don't give it to you. What is the, where do you feel it in your body?
Usually I will be really tuned into what the other person, what's going on for the other person about why they're not in a space to give me feedback. And a lot of times it's fear. A lot of us have heard things that have hurt us, right? And a lot of us have been given direction and it has led us astray. So a lot of times I feel fear, but also like this, I have no idea how to say what I need to say to you. And sometimes they absolutely have a message to communicate. They just don't know how to communicate it more, you know, in a way that works for them. So I feel it usually in my stomach. And you know, sometimes it's like, you know, the throat area or the chest. And if I'm paying attention to them, if I'm in a good place and I'm like focused on them, right. If I'm focused on me, I get very like, come on, like how many times do I have to, you know, make you feel safe or, you know, build trust with you to help us grow. And then my need for growth, you know, becomes more important than their need for support or their need for unity or their need for independence. And that's when, you know, that's the shadow side of a W. Yeah. I do love what I do at work. And so how I show up at work really is how I show up in love.
I have a question. So I just started a new job, mm-hmm. not a new career, but a new place, all new people. How, if I was a W and I was like out about being a W, mm-hmm. What would be like two strategies to start building relationships within my letter that honor my letter? Like with, say, one with a boss and one with a peer. What is information you would give a boss when you're first sitting down for your initial counseling or your initial interaction with them about the type of feedback that you like?
Yeah. Well, I would say, hey, listen, I just want to let you know that one of my needs in life is growth. It is like, you know, like food, carbohydrates for me. So I will almost always come to you looking for growth opportunities. I want somebody that can develop me. And if you don't think that you can develop me, I will look for opportunities for development and I'll come to you. I'll say, I want to do this or I want to do that, or I want to do something that's a little bit off the wall. So just know that's about me. And I really want that. And I do say this. I like feedback immediately. I like it to my face. I like it in the moment. And I don't care if other people are around. Mm-hmm. I will manage my ego when it happens, but that really works for me. If you can't do that in the moment, then come back to me as soon as you can. But those are the two conversations I have, like how I like feedback and what's best for me in terms of growth and a developmental relationship.
And does it sound the same with a peer?
Well, the peer is not in a position to develop me. So,
well, they could,
right?
I mean, they could be.
I mean, of course they're in a position, not the positional authority, right? It's not on their job description, I think, to develop me. It'd be neat if, actually, of course.
In a highly functioning team, they would be.
Well, you're calling me out on my shit because, of course, this last team that I was in, that we had that type of relationship. And really what that looked like for my colleague at the time was I need frequent check-ins. And sometimes, and those, all those times, those check-ins go to a level of what am I learning? What am I discovering? And what am I, what are my ahas? And that person would challenge, that person did challenge me, does challenge me, just by being him. And then because of his skills and backgrounds. But I also like to share my struggles and to talk about my aha moments. And that was something I said to him, like, listen, like, we'll do a check-in and I like to share with you what I'm learning because that fuels me. And it, I don't know what this guy's letter code is, but I do know that
he hasn't said.
He hasn't said.
Did he read the book?
I hope he read the book.
I'm going to email him and ask him.
Let's ask.
I'm going to bully him into reading it.
Totally bully him. It's so much better. but I really did say I like to share like what I'm learning, and that, and it, this person really liked to share what was up for him and what he was learning and some new things that was brewing. And that really was a synergistic part of our collegiality.
Right. And it does bring you back to the right, to the creating of the synergy, because in a busy office, especially with the way you guys were working in different places and with different teams, you need that kind of like pulling it back together. What are the themes that we're seeing?
Yeah. And of course, like, he knew I'd always go off in my own direction, and yeah, that was really appreciative. Because there are times, like, we check in and something big had happened, right? I had agreed to something big or whatever. And I'm a hyper communicator anyway. So I really appreciated just that freedom. What is something you see in me as a W that you think is different than you as a Y?
If you really think that being provocative is part of the W-ness, I think I push people's buttons, but I don't know that I'm provocative. Like, I push people, but I do it totally differently. That's a difference. And also, I think I look at, I don't know how to explain it. Like, my view is like this saying, like, the rising tide lifts all ships, like, yeah. You know what I mean? And I think you're more focal. Does that make sense? Like, you walk into a room and you are looking at moving strings or pulling individual things. I can do that with individuals, but on a team, I'm like, how do we all get there?
Yeah.
It's more about
unifying all these parts
together.
Yeah. Bringing everything
together. We're better together than we are apart. Like, I really, if I had a tattoo, that's really what it should say.
Absolutely.
Because that's really what I believe. I mean,
And you're so grounded in that. We are better together than we are apart. And when we're, like, connecting most, like, as friends, is when I am joining you and then allowing you to join me in. I would say in ways that are really also radical and beautiful. I feel like the difference is like, you are way more grounded and you are constantly like secure and stable and needing that in your life. And I, as much as I have attempted to have like the sense of stability or security and like, mm-hmm. this is it, meaning planting myself someplace, I'm never going to be like that. I'm always going to be pivoting and balancing and figuring it out as I am building it up.
And some of that's just personality. I mean, I'm more.
Definitely. You're more
organized.
Definitely as a why. Definitely.
You think it's a why? It's the why?
I think it's you. Yeah. And I see it in a lot of whys that it had, like this, I want to be grounded and secure.
I mean, I think for me, like the thing that would be like the fantasy of a work environment
would be building something with people I love. Like, I cannot think of something that would be better.
Yeah.
Than building a company with people I love. Like, people that I won't name them now, but I can think of, like, 5 to 7 people that if I got to see them every day and we were building something together, even if it was, like, shit in the beginning and super rough and we didn't have any money, it wouldn't matter because it makes me want to cry. We were doing it together. Like, that's my...
Yeah, kind of like your house that we were just in the other day when there's, like, no furniture
right,
there.
And I'm
like,
we
need Big Joe's. We need some bin bags.
We need to sit on something. But I mean, even if, like, you know, even if it was just a dirt lot.
Correct,
But if you're with the people that you love and you're doing it together. Now, the problem in a work environment for me is that you developing those relationships takes a lot of time and effort.
Yeah.
And some people are legitimately not capable.
Yeah. And so for a W, they're completely in on whatever you just said. If there's shared adversity, because W's really like this sense of shared adversity, and W's like, oh, this is a growth opportunity. If we're learning something new or we're doing something that's off the shelf and out of the box and is a new contribution and something that, you know, is inspiring us, then we'll get on board with the why vision. And we're the persons that are like, you know what? I like how building relationships because that's growing, you know, that's growing something. And that's when the Y and the W's really complement and bring diversity to the product. And that's honestly why I love doing a podcast with you. It just is very much that chemistry there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
maybe we should have some A and H friends.
I've got some A and H friends. You know that I do. And we can maybe I will try to do a podcast with an H and an A and can figure it out. Or maybe you can do a podcast with an H or an A.
If I can find one in my new environment, I'd be happy to do it.
I think somebody took a test.
Oh, okay.
This week. And also if you email that person, I will email this other person and we can see what she is. So thanks for listening.
If you hear cars in the background, we are in an airport parking garage.
Yep.
Not on your fancy new podcast equipment.
No.
We're going old school.
We're definitely old school this
time. But we're not driving. We're actually sitting.
We're sitting this time.
Which is good.
There's some evolution there. Of course, I'm flying off somewhere. Ain't nothing new, but we're moving. We're moving, people. Hey, thank you for listening. Hey, thanks for being
Hey, thanks for being you.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.